Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Business Yankees postgame show. Yankees walked off by the Mariners, their first loss of the year. It's Seattle 2, and the Yankees 1 at T-Mobile Park in Seattle, Washington. Yankees were getting two-hit through six innings by Luis Castillo. They're down 1-0 on the Cole Young two-out RBI single. Those two-out singles, always a backbreaker, bring home a run that second inning. So you're down 1-0. You're getting two hit, and those two hits were a Stanton pop to shallow left field that should have been caught, and he was hosed that second anyway. So that base runner erased. And the Caballero infield single, a couple of innings later, Castillo couldn't pick up the bare hand. He drops it. Caballero reaches, but he's picked off. So that base runner was a race. So when you really look at Luis Castillo's outing through six innings, it was almost perfect. The reason the Yankees stayed within a run, second and third, one out, fifth inning, Ryan Weathers out after a mostly effective Yankee debut. Fernando Cruz had to put out the fire against the middle of the order.
Fernando set, long hold, still holding, kicks, deals, pitch, swing and a miss. He pulled the string up, beauty. Big strikeout, two down here in the fifth.
Well, that's what they needed. He's thrown six pitches, all of them splitters. He didn't even mix in one fastball. That one was a strike. That was right over the middle of the plate.
Pitcher Rodriguez, breaking ball. Did he go? He did, as they check with Alfonso Marquez at first. Fernando Cruz gets out of a second and third jam, getting a couple of strikeouts of Canzone and Rodriguez, and that'll do it for Seattle in the fifth.
Yeah, Cruz was spamming that splitter, but he can spam it when it's that nasty. He gets Canzone, he gets Rodriguez, a fired-up situation out of the fifth inning. His seventh inning, Yankees down 1-0 thanks to Fernando Cruz. Awesome decision-making by Aaron Boone in this top of the seventh, because you have a tough lefty in Jose Ferrer. You keep Ben Rice in the game. He hangs tough, base hit. Stanton then reaches on an E5, but the top spin at 105 miles an hour. E5, but that was created by Giancarlo Stanton. Jazz grounds into the fielder's choice. Runners at the corners, one out, chance to tie the game. And Aaron Boone knew, hey, you're going to go with Amed Rosario off the bench against Ferrer, and Wilson's likely going to counter with the righty and Bizardo. But trusted Rosario anyway, knowing that move would be made against the righty, and Rosario came through.
There goes Jazz again. Here's a pitch. Swung on a hit to center field. This could do the run. It's pretty deep. Julio makes the catch. He'll concede. Rice will score easily. Getting the job, coming off the bench. Amed Rosario ties the game at 1-1 with a sacrifice fly here in the seventh inning. Well done.
So Rosario for McMahon, it worked out even with the pitching change. 1-1 game, fresh life, bottom seven. Cole Young out of the nine spot. What a night for Seattle. The 22-year-old, one-out double off Brent Hedrick. And that set up another Seattle situation. Brendan Donovan, top of the order. He pounds a base hit. So you have runners at the corners, one out. You have Cal Raleigh off the bench, the reigning runner-up for the MVP. And Cal Raleigh, big task for Hedrick.
He's the man of the moment here for Seattle. Here's Pitt. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Hedrick with an off-speed breaking ball. Takes out Cal Raleigh, a strikeout for out number two here in the seventh inning.
And just a great splitter. He was not expecting that. They've been throwing in all this time, and then all of a sudden there's that splitter that he just was not ready for. Looked like a fastball swung way over it.
Masterful pitching from Hedrick, and that set up an easy move. You go with Camilo Doval, who's looked sensational so far, to face the righty and Julio Rodriguez. He gets him to bounce to second. So the Yankee bullpen walking that tightrope, but you flash forward to the ninth inning. The story was the offense not coming through tonight. And Giancarlo Stanton, sizzling one-out double off Matt Brash. And Stanton's hitting .500 on the season. It's not just home runs. He's taking the ball where it's pitched. He's hitting everything on the screws. Giancarlo Stanton carrying it over, dialed in from spring training, you know, carrying it into the regular season. But with one out, Yankees couldn't get him home. Jazz grounds to second, and then Rosario strikes out. Brash out of that jam. Yankees not scoring Stanton. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's turning point of the game. You have a chance to win a $100 Wendy's gift card courtesy of Wendy's. Eat great, even late, at Wendy's. And, of course, scoring Stanton, eventually pinch run for by Randall Grichuk. But the Stanton run was not scored. You go bottom nine, and the bottom of the order, a story for Seattle all night, including against Paul Blackburn in his second inning. Leo Rivas starts the inning with a single. Eventually goes to third on the Brendan Donovan single at the top of the order. And Cal Raleigh didn't come through in the seventh, so naturally he was going to come through in the ninth.
Big spot here from Blackburn. It's a dangerous hitter, although off to a terrible start, 2-for-16. Pitch to Raleigh, 2-1, swung on, and hit down the first baseline into right field. And that's a base hit, and it's a game winner for Cal Raleigh as Rivas scores, and the Mariners walk it off, a 2-1 victory over the Yankees.
And Cal Raleigh is our player of the game, presented by Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Visit collarsandco.com. He was off to a rough start to the year, 2-of-15. He didn't even start tonight, came off the bench, and delivers the walk-off single for Seattle. But the Yankees were helped out by impressive pitching to even be in a spot where they could take the lead in the top of the ninth inning. They didn't take that lead, but the Yankee pitching between the starters the first four games and the bullpen, which has allowed one run on the entire year through four games. One run. The one run, the Cal Raleigh walk-off single. Heat Report presented by Chef IQ Sense. An intuitive wireless meat thermometer makes dinner easy. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again. Buy yours at chefiq.com. A lot of heat coming from Yankees pitching these first four games, including Ryan Weathers, who is going 98-99 from the left side. Seven strikeouts through 4 1/3 in his Yankee debut. Ryan Weathers on his debut saying wanted to be more efficient, and he was asked about the weather, how cold it was. Didn't want to make any excuses about that. 48 degrees, felt even colder in Seattle tonight. Tough to throw 98-99 from the left side, and Weathers did anyway. Coming up, it was cold and there were some interesting challenges and dropped pop-ups early in this game tonight. There was some wackiness, but even more wackiness across the AL East. We'll highlight that on the Verizon Business Yankees postgame show. It's the Mariners 2 and the Yankees 1. WFAN, Yankees Radio.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.